Welcome back to More of the Money on 770 CHQR. You're here with Dave and Faisal. Good show today, my friend. But let's finish it off with a discussion about a major development that happened in our province, and that is a relaxation, a guideline of how we're going to reopen the economy and the different things that we can be doing.
Yeah, a phased program coming in, starting off Monday. With some businesses, some second-tier essential services. Yep. We talked about this. It was the essential, then the almost essential.
Yeah.
And then they're going to slowly open it up based upon how the numbers are looking. And so Twitter's gone wild. All the social media platforms are going wild about this. Is it too soon? Is it not soon enough? So on and so forth. Right. But what people from an investment perspective are thinking right now is, we're opening up the economy here, so the stock market will change.
Right.
The stock market doesn't care about Alberta.
And it's three-phased plan, and
it doesn't.
It
doesn't care about Georgia, which opened up before Alberta.
Right.
It cares about the national output of all these collective phased programs of different local, state, and provincial governments and how they're going to work in aggregate.
And they're all different. Right.
So the challenging point, and there's two ways, let's call it the fork in the road.
Yeah.
Challenge number one is, how do you actually calculate or predict what every single province and state and country around the world is going to do with their own individual phase programs? Because it was a collective pandemic, so we all got washed into this, but it's an individual by individual response to it. And it's so different based upon how each country, each state and province has been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you do that? That's the first fork in the road.
Yeah.
So assuming, and most economists, when they start off with a thesis, says, assuming everything was the same before it started, this is going to be the output with a phased program, assuming all the countries do this. But we've got a fork in the road, and we have to look at the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a new normal. Like,
I saw Jimmy Kimmel last night. I was watching him on YouTube. He hates that new normal.
He hates the word.
There's nothing about this as normal. It's just new.
True. That's a true comment. Like, your dream is coming true. Like, you can actually sit at home, get in front of a monitor, and not wear pants.
What? I'm doing that right now?
No, you're not. No, I'm right in front of you. Please. I'm not looking down. Please tell me you're wearing pants.
I am wearing pants.
Okay. But this is the problem. Like, we're now going through a change at the same time we're going through a recovery.
Yeah.
So what levers get pulled and so forth. So, you know, there's ways that we're going to have our world work, the economy.
Yeah.
It's going to be different than it ever has been before.
Well, and listen, so I'm maybe with Jimmy on this one a little bit. Yeah, definitely things are going to change, but things change anyways. So often there's an event that triggers that at a faster pace.
Yep.
You know, we talked about telemedicine today. It's been around for a long time. Guess what? Bang. 80% of doctors are now doing it.
Correct.
It's been around forever. So change doesn't have to be a bad thing. It doesn't have, it's often scary because we don't know with certainty as to what it's going to look like.
Correct.
Right. I like the fact that different economies at different levels are opening up at different ways because it balances everything. And I think we have to keep everything in balance. You know, that we've been talking about that. That's my word of the year, is balance. I'm going to keep on that because I think that's really important, and it's going to be important to get through this stuff. But let's future gaze a little bit, my friend, because I read a report, and there's been lots of speculation about what does that change look like?
Yeah.
Okay. Personal, professional, work, you know, all these different things.
Okay.
And it's just kind of fun to think a little bit about. And there will be some business implications. I'm not necessarily convinced we have to go down that path today, but if we do, we do.
Okay.
But, I was reading a report, 13 ways the coronavirus pandemic could forever change the way we work.
Okay.
Okay. What are some of the obvious ways you could think of? So I would think, business travel. Business travel and face-to-face interaction or meetings, the amount of meetings face-to-face that we would hold. Probably going to be impacted in the short term, at least.
Sure.
Right? So given that, probably means we have to rely more on video conferencing or technology to do those things.
Correct.
Right?
Provided the time zone doesn't cause a problem.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it will create a problem.
But video conferencing is not new.
No, it's not new.
And companies try to adopt it to cut costs. But when they realize they're a global company,
right,
and you're in Vancouver and you ought to deal with somebody in Amsterdam, you're waking up at 2 a.m. to have a 10 a.m. conversation, if that's the time zone differential.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the exact numbers, but but the point is that that's a big change. So it's easier to ship the individual out to Amsterdam and have a time zone conversation there.
Well, we're going to find out. Maybe it's not.
Right. So it depends on the type of company.
Yeah, maybe it's not easier. Right?
How many meetings has our team had in a boardroom?
Since the pandemic?
Well, before.
Oh, before.
Tons.
Yeah.
Now we don't have to.
Right.
We can all go home.
Yeah.
You can take off your pants. And we can go on the camera. Keep the camera above.
I do wear shorts. I got to tell
you.
Oh,
well, I don't know. I don't look. I don't. Anyways,
I'm not that old yet, but give me another decade.
But the point is, even now, even the media will change. Because what used to happen is come into studio.
Yep.
Put on your makeup. Get all prepped up. Get a tie on.
Okay, so I want to talk about that.
Look good, Dave.
Yes.
And get in there. Now, you can do the same thing, but you don't have to leave your home.
Okay, but it's going to change things. So if we accept that there's going to be at least a temporary shift where we're now online, you're doing video, you're on camera, okay? One of the things in this report was an entirely new fashion trend.
Absolutely.
The work at home category that has to look good on TV. So the fashion is going to lend itself to the technology we
Absolutely.
Have to use.
Absolutely. The makeup industry.
I was just going to say, boys, pay attention here.
Get ready.
Right.
The lighting company. Like right now, we are in our own studio in our office building.
Right.
And we've been doing this for a while.
Right.
And I can tell you, not being in the actual studio at Chorus, we have our own lights. We have our own cameras. We have our own microphones. We have our own makeup. We have everything because we have video and audio happening at the exact same time.
Right.
Now, if you're accustomed to having and delivering meetings, conferences, and media pieces.
Yes.
Yeah, Dave, you've learned a lot about makeup in the last 24 months.
This is what
How many more people?
I was going to say, gentlemen, pay attention.
It's not only a gentleman thing because you don't always have to get dressed a certain way when you're going to work, but if you're going to be on video. Because you look at video differently than when you look at somebody in a room.
That was the point of this, right? And you and I both know, right? If you don't want to look shiny, you're going to have to wear makeup.
Correct.
So you might have to change. Yeah, that's why I say, gentlemen, you're probably not used to this, but you may be, if more of the impact that you're going to make at work has to be through video, there might be these kinds of things.
And every time you're bringing up a new way or a new thing to think about, look at the economic opportunity out of it. We don't even have to go down that side and look at all the numbers. But every time you mention this stuff, I hear cash registers just ringing.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely. There's always opportunity. One of the areas that I thought was interesting in this report, they were talking about coworkers and the relationships we have with coworkers.
Correct.
They actually might become closer, more meaningful. And I thought that was an interesting title. And so I was reading into it. Here's the issue. If you're together currently or pre-pandemic every day with your coworkers, you may have taken those relationships for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You probably won't take those in the post-pandemic culture if we accept and we have the technology where some people are working more remotely. So we don't always have to be in the office, but when you are together in the office, those relationships might actually become more meaningful.
Of course.
For real estate companies and so on and so forth, we're also talking about how do you repurpose buildings? Are they going to look the way they look right now? Or if most people work at home and it's only on a temporary basis, do we repurpose those buildings to look more like conference and gathering areas versus cubicles and whatnot, right?
Yep.
Anyways, it's really fascinating to think into the future about this. And I don't want change to mean worse. I don't want it to be scary. I mean, there's lots of positive stuff that could come out of this.
We as humans have always been able to evolve to make things better generation over generation.
Yep.
And all you need to look back at your grandparents or great-grandparents, and is your world better than it was back then?
Right.
And that just tells no matter what's happened, things get better time and time again.
And as an investor, look for where the opportunities are. Where is that puck going? Let's get there. Okay.
Hockey talk.
I know you'd like that.
That was good.
Let's wrap it up. We got to do a webinar, and we're going to try to make this all make sense.
So where are the trend going? Where do you have to be aware? What do you have to be aware of? More importantly, how do you make sure you structure your money so that you can bulletproof your retirement regardless of what's going to change in the future? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, May 19th, 7 p.m., live online. So you need to register online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Faisal and I look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmally are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmally do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.